Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk a little gardening this morning, landscaping, whatever you'd like to discuss. If you have some questions for me, we'd be delighted to have you call us at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We've got a lot of stuff to work in, but we'll have plenty of time for a conversation with the callers. Beautiful, beautiful weather here in the North Texas area. It's beautiful, bright, and crisp. I think it's a little late for us for that to help the fall color. I think for the most part, you know, we don't have the kind of fall color people in the North have anyway. But some years we have some pretty nice color. This year there's an awful lot of brown leaves in the trees. That comes from the warm weather and the roller coaster weather. Some cold weather, and then it warms up and goes back and forth. We have a lot of that roller coaster type stuff. And there's some fall color. My pawpaw is in the backyard. One I'm brilliant yellow, really, really pretty. And the other one hasn't started yet. The ginkgo, my ginkgo always trails the other ones in town. A lot of the other ginkgos have already colored, and they were fair. Mine's still coming along. So this nice, crispy, cool snap right now might give us some really good fall color. It may be during Thanksgiving, maybe after, but it's starting to happen right now. Yoga Mike, who does a lot of the tech work for us on the website on dirtdoctor.com and helps me with producing the graphics and photographs and all that kind of thing, has gotten some new equipment. He was telling me the other day he's gotten some 360. He's got a camera that does 360 photography. And so if the yellow color from our very unusual ginkgo is good this year, we're going to be able to show you some interesting stuff. There's pretty good video on the website now. If you go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library and go to ginkgo, you can find the ginkgo video that I did. It's just a little simple thing I did with my phone with our little dog Tater running around. And it was a very unusual day. It was kind of a day where the weather had changed and the tree was in full dramatic color, and it just started releasing all at once. And we got it on video, so you can see that. Probably I'll do that as at least part of a newsletter sometime soon. We've done it in the past, but it's one that's kind of fun. Speaking of fun, and we need to do the SPCA report anyway, it kind of fits in here. There is, as a lot of you know, I do 30-minute gig with my friend and fellow organic practitioner, Bob Webster, from his show on KTSA in San Antonio every Saturday morning. We do it from 8, basically from 8 to 8:30. And talk about a lot of stuff, and I've been updating him on our new puppy, which I will do with you as well, Nelly. Started out a foster, looks like a permanent deal, and we've got some things in store for you related to that. But we were talking about her latest adventures. She climbs trees. Yep. And the tree she climbs is probably the second most interesting tree I've got in my backyard. It's a live oak, and the trunk is almost at a 45-degree angle. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that they had a big willow tree growing over it when we bought the house, and I took that out and left the tree. I found that old photograph. I've been looking for it, so I'll do a report and a newsletter and all on the history of that tree. But anyway, Nelly, she has some fairly long fingernails is one thing, which we've been discussing since this happened. But she just climbed right up the trunk of the tree. And Judy sent me a couple of photographs of her up in the tree. She got up 15 feet high, had no problem at all coming back down. Judy got a blanket and was trying to save her. And she just waltzed right back down the trunk. So it's going to be interesting to see if that continues, and if she figures out that she can also do that with the fence and become a problem from that standpoint. But anyway, Bob, when we were talking about Nellie and her activities, one of his producers, Chris, sent me a little short video, and it's on Facebook now, and it's pretty funny. It's the difference in two dogs. It's a German Shepherd, beautiful German Shepherd, running toward the camera and doing this very graceful leap over two bars, a jump. And then the second dog comes along and doesn't do it quite the same way. And so if you can, take a look at Facebook. I think that our information about our books and the fundraising activities we've been involved in, trying to raise money for TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, is up at the top, pinned to the top. But the second one is this funny little video. It's very short. There's no audio with it, but you really don't need it to enjoy it. Check it out and let me know what you think. Let's see what we need to start with. Well, we need to start with the dogs, and I don't have them, so I'm going to do them in the second hour. That SPCA adoption is brought to you by Espoma products, great products that are available, organic products that are available for you across the country. I'll do that when we come back from the first break. And let's see what else related to that we need to tell you about. The SPCA here in Dallas, we've got one in McKinney and one in downtown Dallas. Wherever you are in your area, just support those local adoption places, because it's a great place to get a dog. I think we've had some good luck and some bad luck, but I'll bring that back up for you in a minute. My tea this morning is extremely simple. It is apple cider vinegar and honey, and I had a little bit of a commercial tea left that had some anise, some ginger, some rose petals, and some Turk's cap fruit in it. And all those things you can, you know, take right out of your garden. This happened to be a commercial product that somebody gave me a long time ago, and I had a little bit left. So I put a little bit of that in there, apple cider vinegar, the nice natural honey, and clean water, and it's a really good tea. So check that out. We'll start with a little in Howard's garden. The thing that is on most people's minds right now, we had a lot of wind yesterday, is one of the reasons. We've got to talk about leaf management, because there's still a lot of bad advice out there about what to do with leaves. People I see around my neighborhood, and people send me photographs and everything, and we scratch our head and continue to be frustrating that we can't get 100% of the people to understand that it's really, really, really a bad idea to rake up the leaves and put them in bags and send them to the landfill. Sometimes it's the homeowners demanding that. Sometimes the homeowners are letting the maintenance people just do what they want to do, I guess, and don't really keep up with it. And saw it a lot yesterday. Saw a lot of bags on trailers. Saw a lot of bags left out front, which is even worse. If you haul them off and you're the one spending the money to do it, that's one thing. If you leave them piled up on the curb, and we've got bulk pickup coming this coming week in our area, if you put them out there in a pile, that means you and I get to help pay for it. So it's bad from all standpoints. It's bad that the stuff would go to the landfill, clog up the landfill. But more importantly than that, you're throwing away valuable organic material, fertilizer, a way to build the health of the soil. So the first thing to do in the leaf management, we've done newsletters about this. Maybe we ought to do another one. Maybe I ought to do two a week here for a while so we cover new stuff and run the old information as well. But you want to just run over the leaves with the lawnmower. That is step number one. Out in the turf, mow them into the turf. If you don't have a mulching mower, that's fine. Just a regular mower will grind the leaves up enough to where they'll filter down into the turf. And you can put a very large volume of leaves on the turf, and it's good for the turf. I hear people quite often say, well, you know, oak leaves especially and all leaves in general, you can't use too many of them because you're going to really mess up the pH of your soil and cause some problems and lead to diseases. That's one of the things that one of the local guys around here tells people, that if they leave the leaves out on the turf, mowed in or on top, either one, that it'll lead to disease problems, specifically brown patch in St. Augustine and zoysia and other things. Well, we'll talk about the disease issues related to mowing those leaves into the ground, which is the only thing I recommend as the first step. We'll talk about the other steps when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. Telephone number, if you want to be on the show with me, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Let me tell you about our dogs at the SPCA, and I haven't been doing a very good job. We've got a lot of them still available. Their pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com under the SPCA button. You'll find there Leopard, Mojo, Wilbur, and Oreo are all still waiting for their forever home. Some of them are in, like I said, the McKinney Center. Some of them are in the one in Dallas. This week's dog's cutie. It's Lady, 6-year-old Kalahuli mix, 41 pounds. She was brought in. Let's see, new family, pretty shy. Just doesn't sound like there's any problem with her other than she's a little shy. Says that she's a little picky about her dog friends. So if you have another dog, you need to bring the dog down there to meet before adopting. This is at the one in McKinney. This is the Animal Care Center in McKinney on Stacy Road. And like I said, just go to dirtdoctor.com for those of you in Dallas-Fort Worth area here, obviously, and check out Lady and also the pictures of the other dogs that are still looking for homes are there as well. It's a great, great way to go. And this feature, like I said, brought to you by Espoma. Espoma.com is where you can go to get information about the products. And we got a couple of things related to Espoma going on besides sponsoring this feature. They're also giving a gift for getting the mystery photograph guessed or identified correctly. The new one is up, and I think, of course, I say this every week, but I think this one will be a pretty easy one for you to identify. And if you are the first to do it by calling the show, call in the number 866-444-3478 or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. First one gets one of our classes, the Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course presented by TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And you get a 4-pound bag of Biotome Starter Plus from Espoma, just one of the many fine products that they have. Okay, back to the leaf management talk. Yeah, a lot of people, not a lot of people, some people still say that if you leave those leaves out on the turf, that you're going to lead to disease problems. And I guess it's amplified a little bit by the fact that there's already some disease showing out there quite a bit from people that are still using the synthetic fertilizers and watering too much. And it's big old brown spots. Sometimes they start off small spots the size of a trash can lid, and then they grow to be considerably bigger. Some of them will end up covering the whole yard and look like paisley almost. But that's brown patch. Brown patch normally doesn't kill, but it looks kind of bad. It's very easy to control. You can control it with cornmeal, horticultural cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, which is what that term really refers to these days. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The weather's been so crazy that the turf may stay green long enough for it to reverse this fall. But if nothing else, it'll help you in the spring when the grasses start to grow again. If you have it, though, you need to look into the larger issue. The larger issue is too much water and too much of the fertilizer. You can put out too much organic fertilizer. Don't get me wrong, you can do that too. Some people do it. Some people think that, well, if I put out corn gluten meal, that's mainly for weed control, I'm going to put out another fertilizer too. And if you do that, you've really doubled up, because corn gluten meal is a great, powerful organic fertilizer. It just also, by the way, has pre-emergent qualities. I don't think you're going to get any benefit at all from pre-emergent qualities from corn gluten meal or from the chemical stuff that we don't recommend putting it out now. It's too late. Those of you way, way down south might still head off some of the weed seed that haven't germinated yet. But once you get into the cool weather, those cool season weeds germinate. In fact, the people that recommend chemicals are talking now about spraying broadleaf herbicides, which, of course, we don't recommend except for the organic ones. What are organic broadleaf herbicides? Well, they're vinegar products. They're the fatty acid products. They're things like that. But if you spray them, you need to be a little bit careful, because it is still warm enough for the St. Augustine to be green. So you're going to burn it a little bit with those contact killers like vinegar and fatty acids like BioSafe and those kind of products. Once we get a frost and the turf goes completely dormant, and that's already happened for some people out there, you can spray the entire lawn with those organic herbicides and kill all of the little broadleaf weeds that are trying to get started, and all of the weed grasses, you know, like the cool season weed grasses like Poa annua and rescue grass and things like that, without hurting the turf. But the toxic chemical products, you know, if you spray them and the turf is still green at all, you're going to do a lot of damage out there. So don't be, using that stuff anyway. Stick with the organic stuff. I'll talk about it a little bit more when I come back, and we'll start going to the phones with Chris and others. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we have a winner. Last week it was Cryptomeria, by the way. Didn't get identified, and we finally had to put it up there. It's an evergreen, real soft evergreen that'll grow pretty much across the country, but it's not very well known. So we did not have a winner last week, I don't think. And it's been identified, and there is an entry for Cryptomeria on DirtDoctor.com if you want to look at that. It's worth looking at planting. You can't plant it in the really cold parts of the country, but it has a pretty nice range. The current photograph just got identified. Rod called and or sent an email and identified it. It's prickly ash, and it's one of the ash trees that some people don't consider very quality, very high quality. But I like it because it is the host for a beautiful big swallowtail butterfly. And it's the one that has the larvae that looks like big old bird droppings, and a lot of people misidentify it as that. But it's the one that, you know, has the great big thorns on the trunk, and if you cut a little bit of the bark and put it in your mouth, it'll deaden your tongue and gums and everything. It's called tickle tongue and various other common names. But congratulations to I believe it was Rob. Is it Rob or Rod? Can't hear you, Mary Rose. Anyway, one of the other. Congratulations on winning the course, Natural Organic Certification course, and also a gift from Espoma. Let's see, where was I? I was talking about something else. Oh, we were still talking about the disease issues and leaf management and all that. One thing that we've had to do is every week, we don't have any grass really to mow, so we're mowing the leaves in the driveway, reducing the volume, and or just putting them in the big compost pile full if we've got a place that's really needing some volume. And, you know, a couple of things there. When you mulch the leaves in the driveway or when you mulch them in the turf and you finally gotten to the point where if you put any more, you're going to completely cover the turf, you start putting those ground up leaves in beds on bare soil. It's a great mulch. And the people that tell you, oh, don't do that, that's going to mess the pH up, tell them, you know, if that was the case, the forest would really be in trouble. It's just not the case. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Right now, Chris has been holding a while in Amboy, Illinois. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I bought a blue spruce that I want to bring in for Christmas and decorate it.
Okay.
And then I plan on planting it outside afterwards.
Okay.
I'm just, how long can I keep it inside for without doing any damage to it? I know there's a lot less sunlight inside.
Right. There's a lot less sunlight and the humidity's different and all kinds of things. So the answer, Chris, is to do it as short a period of time as you can accept. The longer it's in, the more it's going to have some stress, especially when you're in a cold area of the country. There are probably people that would tell you not to leave it in more than a few days before Christmas and then get it out immediately after that. If you left, can you tolerate just a week or two? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I mean, the longer the better for me and my son. But
sure, sure. Well, you see my point. The longer you leave it in there, it's going to dry it more because, you know, the heating is going to have a drying effect on it. It's not just the tremendously reduced foot candles of light. It's the, you know, it's just the dryness and the temperature and all that. Keep it watered, but be careful not to overwater it. It's something that I certainly recommend doing. I don't have any problem with it, but leaving it in too long, when you put it out, it's going to be stressed pretty badly. And in your case, in Chicago area, in Illinois, you're going to also have the potential of having it inside in a warm situation and then putting it out with a tremendous drop in temperature also. So that, kind of look at the forecast. And especially if it's going to be really cold outside and you know, be used to 72 degrees inside and everything, try to limit that time inside as to as short a period of time as you can. One little tip, and I was going to bring this up for everybody. I sometimes do a newsletter on Christmas trees and talk about cut trees and living trees and all that kind of thing. There's a little tree that appears quite a bit in Texas, and I would assume it would be all over the country, as a little tabletop Christmas tree that you might want to do also or to have inside for a longer period of time. There's actually two plants that fall into that category. One is rosemary, the herb rosemary that's been trimmed into a little Christmas tree shape. It makes a terrific little interior Christmas tree. And the other one is a pine called Italian stone pine, and that tree has a unique characteristic. It, when it's young, it has very short blue-green needles, and it can tolerate the being inside better than other kinds of pine trees that when they're young, they have the same needles that they have when they're older. But Italian stone pine has a completely different foliage. When it's young, tolerates that inside condition, makes a beautiful little small tabletop kind of a Christmas tree, additional tree, or the only one you have, either one, and then adapts really well to be put outside. Now, I'm not positive. You need to look into this, and I'll look into it myself. I'm not positive it can take your cold level in Illinois. The rosemary certainly can, you know, if you wait long enough to put it out in the herb garden after it warms up. So that's a couple of different ways for you to go there.
All right. One more question, maybe?
Sure.
I got a 30-gallon fish tank, and I'm starting to get some, like, plant or some starting to grow in the water and fog it up. What would be the percentage if I used 3% hydrogen peroxide without hurting the fish? Is it like the same as the drinking water? Because I looked on the website, but I didn't find quite anything where I could transfer.
I thought we had. Did you look at the entry in the on the library?
I think I did. I saw it for the 35% for koi ponds, but I don't have 35%.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to add an entry there.
Have 3% for drinking water in a 55-gallon, but I wasn't sure if the drinking water would be the same for fish.
Yeah, I think it'd be exactly the same. If you're doing it so that it's okay for people, it's going to be okay for the fish. I've got I was trying to think how big my tank is. My tank must be an 8 or 10 gallon or something like that. And I'll put, every now and then, I'll put about a half of a bottle of 3% into it. You can do a fourth of a bottle and do it a couple of times, and you'd be even safer. But I'll take a look at that hydrogen peroxide entry on our website, and I'll add that entry to it.
I considered you just going with the drinking water one, the ratio for drinking water and the 55-gallon drum, but I figured I'd ask you first.
No, that would be fine. I don't think if it's okay for drinking, it's certainly not going to hurt the fish. Outside, we 1,500 gallons, I'll put, a half a gallon of hydrogen peroxide in out there. So it's good for the fish. It's not really going to hurt them at all unless you just do a ridiculously heavy amount.
Right. I do have live plants in the tank. It won't affect them either.
No, it'll help them too. It'll help control the algae, clear up the water. It's good for the fish's gills and the whole thing. Just don't do too much. Just do a little bit at a time like we're talking about.
And some of my ferns are starting to change color a little, but I think it's because I had the temperature off.
That could do.
All right.
Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. And that number is 866-444-3478. And I'll look that up and make sure we get that clarified on. I thought we had all of the different ways to use hydrogen peroxide cover, but maybe we need to add one more there, it sounds like. Here's John in Bonnie Dunes, California. Hi, John.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, maybe a year ago you were talking about mesquite trees and that you were in favor of using them as ornamentals.
I think mesquite trees are beautiful. If it's a big, bull tree that hadn't been cut down and then grown back into a bushy form, that's what I try to warn people about. If they have mesquite and they want to get rid of them, they think it's a pest or whatever, and they cut the big single-stem trees down, they're going to come up with these multi-stem brushy things, and that's when it really becomes a problem. When it's a single-trunk tree,
yeah.
It has a, I don't know if it's allelopathy or it just outcompetes trees, other mesquites to grow nearby, and you don't get a real problem. And I think the foliage is delicate. The flowers are beautiful in the spring and have great fragrance. And, it doesn't use a lot of water. I think it's a good tree.
So here's what I did, though. I put I have a lawn off the back deck at the house, and I had a walnut tree there, and it got somehow very, very sick and died and had been there for a long time. Took it out and put a mesquite in, a 15-gallon mesquite, a single stem, calipers at about an inch, and I planted it real high in the ground. So all your rules I followed real well. Now, I thought I had planted it vertical so that stem was coming straight up out of the ground. And after a couple months now, it's not doing that. It's 20, 30 degrees laying over. And I don't want to dig it back up because I think it got a real good start. Now, I was thinking, how can I straighten that trunk out? Do I have to stake it back, or not stake it, but tie it back for how long?
Well, there's two things to consider here. One, when you grab the trunk now, if you've already done this, great. If not, you need to do it. Grab the trunk and kind of move it back and forth. And notice whether the ball is actually moving in the ground.
Well, I got you there. I don't think so. I think it got off to a real good
start. Okay, so it's already started to root out and it's already firm. I would not do anything to it then. If it were mine, John, I'd leave it a crooked trunk. The top will straighten out, and it'll be an interesting look. Like I said a minute ago, my dog Nellie climbs trees, and we have a big live oak. Its caliper, its diameter is, I don't know, 25, 27 inches or something. It's a big tree.
Yeah.
And it's leaning at the trunk is leaning at a 45-degree angle. But the top has straightened itself back out, and it's arguably the most interesting tree in my garden.
Yeah, okay. Well, I follow you on that. Would it help at all on the low side, the side that's not reaching up towards the sky?
Right.
If I trim away some? Trim that back a little bit.
Yeah, and let the other side grow. Let me put you on hold. We'll chat off the air a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Yeah, I talked to John a little bit more off the air there and learned about Bonnie Dunes, where it is. Sounds like a beautiful place near Santa Cruz in California, real high cliffs and beautiful place. Sounds like some interesting beaches. And apparently not too far from a little place I spent a little time in during my Marine active duty, 29 Palms, California. Let's see, what did I leave undone? What have I forgotten to do? I forgot to look up that hydrogen peroxide information. I'll do that on the next break. Oh, yeah, open line at 866-444-3478 is the number to call me. Here's Steve in Creston, Iowa. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing, Doc?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I want to mention something first, and then I have a question right after it.
Yeah.
So bear with me. When we lived down there in Texas, we couldn't find a Christmas tree, so we went out and got a tumbleweed.
Okay.
And we set that up, and we put lights all over it. It might have been a little dangerous because, you know, we were dry. But it made a beautiful little ornament. So traditional is fine, but I just want to mention that we actually did that. And the question I had about a regular Christmas tree.
Hang on 1 second, Steve. I'll tell you a quick story. Judy and I did 1 year. This was, we hadn't been married very long, and we wanted to do something a little different for a Christmas tree. And we went out in the wild, and I found a deciduous yaupon. You know, it's a yaupon that loses its leaves, and the females keep the red berries on the bare plant. So our Christmas tree that year is one of our first Christmases, I think, was a deciduous yaupon. Worked out real well. Anyway, go ahead with your question.
Anyway, that tumbleweed was one of our first, too. So
oh, good.
We got something. Yeah. Anyway, can you put some kind of a liquid or a food or something in the bottom of the tree to keep it kind of fresh?
You know, there's a whole lot of information about that on the internet, and different people have different recommendations. And from the bottom line to me of all the research I've done on it, including treating our own Christmas trees in different ways, nothing works better than just water. If you take a look at the trouble that it takes and all that, just water that plant, being able to stay hydrated, is really the only thing that makes any difference.
Right. If you can, could you spread it down a little bit with some kind of water before you put all the decorations on it? Or
well, I think that helps hydrate it if you spray the foliage with water and then cut the bottom off so you have a nice fresh cut so it can, you know, really wick, really pull that water up efficiently.
Right.
I think that gives you the longest lasting effect and the safest situation, you know, not drying out too quick and being a fire hazard and all that that you can
now,
do.
Now, the bottom of that might get a little dry when you're buying one, so you want to cut that.
Right, you want to cut it off. I'd cut off a couple of inches at the bottom so you have a nice fresh cut. And that plant, it's the natural thing that trees do. The water, you know, moves up in trees, and it just sucks it up like a straw. And you need to be careful. You need to keep an eye out for whatever the device is you've got at the bottom hasn't completely dried out, because it'll suck a lot of water up in a hurry if you do what we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, and by the way, this is our show, our Thanksgiving show, I guess. We'll be back with you till after Thanksgiving, I suppose. And hope everybody has a great time, safe travels, and good journeys, and fun with family and friends and all that kind of thing. The telephone number to be with me here is 866-444-3478. Mary in Arlington, Texas. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Howard. Hey, I have a question about something you mentioned maybe about a month ago.
Okay.
A person had called in with a question regarding butterflies, and you said the real problem is that people don't have the right kind of, and I think you said milkweed.
There's a milkweed on the market. That's the most common one that's on the market that will last too long into the fall.
Okay.
And the butterflies will tend to stay around too long and get damaged. And I should know the different species names off the top of my head, and I don't. I have to look it up myself. But just the warning is one of the most common milkweeds that's for sale out there is the wrong one. And so if you'll just look that up on the Internet real quick, or two ways to go. If you have the wrong one, It wants to stay too long in the fall. Just cut it off, and so it's not around and attracting the butterflies. It'll still come back.
What time of year should we cut that out?
Well, what you want to do is when we're into the fall and it's starting to get cool, you want them to start making their move to get out. And so,
what about I have a bunch of butterfly weed? Should I do the same thing with that?
You're talking about anisacanthus?
I have that orange.
Yeah,
flower.
That's anisacanthus. No, that one's really not a problem. That's a perennial, and anyway, and it's all over the place, and it doesn't cause that same kind of problem. Just the milkweed does. It really attracts them a lot.
Okay, very good.
I'll try to get those scientific names and get that out to everybody too.
All right, thank you.
Good point. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478, 866-444-DIRT-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We'll do another hour and then another hour for you. So call if you want to chat about anything. If not, just sit back and enjoy the conversation. I got a little bit more to do in Howard's Garden that I didn't get to, and a few other things like that as well. If you want information about donating to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, it's right there on the homepage, the red button right at the top of the homepage.